This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Mr. Miami update. Melissa revealed just moments ago that she has been texting like crazy with Mr. Miami this week. Melissa, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought that this whole Mr. Miami saga was dead because we went a few weeks without talking about him. And then you brought him up like a week ago. And now apparently you guys have been texting ever since.
We've been texting a lot, but you know, it's nothing overly crazy.
Okay. Let us be the judge of that.
We'll be the judge
of
that.
Okay. So read us some of your texts.
Okay. Well, I don't want to go back too far. I'll go back Sunday.
Okay.
It was Sunday night, though, so we hadn't talked all day. It was, hope you're having a great weekend, Melissa. I had a glass of wine tonight and raised it to you from New York.
Ooh. Okay, hang on. My man is thirsty, and not just for wine.
Oh, my God, you said that before.
Wait, no. So I just want to point it out. Like, she goes, oh, we haven't texted all day. It's like, oh, so normally they are texting.
Normally we do text throughout the day.
Okay, and also, my wife was out of town last week. Never once did I say, hey, babe. Raising a glass to you today.
Yeah, you're married.
That is
okay.
A guy that is like letting you know that he's thinking about you.
Oh my God, you said this before.
What else you got?
So then the next day, he did...
There's a few dirty photos.
Oh my gosh. He did offer to buy me a Grubhub...
Again?
That is
drink
his move.
A chai latte.
Ooh. That is his move. He knows that the way to a woman's heart is through her stomach.
Sure. I go to the next day. It was again at night. Sleep well, Melissa. Good night. It was just kind of because we hadn't talked all day.
All right. Can I make a request?
Yeah.
What is the juiciest one, Bill? Look, I understand. These are all kind of very friendly.
No, these are very, like, these are important, though. He's laying the foundation.
Yeah.
Laying the groundwork.
Laying the foundation for the last year and a half.
And everybody knows the house don't fall when the bones are good.
That is true.
Those bones are getting strong.
That's right.
Mainly off chai lattes.
Yeah.
Tuesday, he said, happy Taco Tuesday. Hope you're having a great afternoon.
And you're texting back during these, right?
Yeah.
How flirtatious are you in response? Because I feel like we've talked about this before on the show, that you don't always know how flirtatious your tone comes across.
You know, I don't think I know how to, I'm very uncomfortable.
Can I read one of your texts? I won't read it on air if it's too juicy, but I want to see the flirtation. Let me be the judge.
I don't think it's flirtatious.
Let me see it. Okay. I will say Taco Tuesday isn't crazy. Getting ready to meet the girls for puzzle night. We're so wild and crazy. LOL.
Oh my God.
She sent the picture of the puzzle.
No offense, Mel, because I am also one, but you are a suburban parent texting right now.
I fully admit
we're about to get wild and crazy at puzzle night.
I will say, as I'm quickly just scrolling through it, I'm not seeing a lot of flirtation.
Are there any picture attachments?
Just the picture of the girls doing the puzzle.
Oh, wow. That should keep them until next week.
But I will say,
guys, I don't flirt. I'm not a flirter.
But I will say, in general, like we said, the foundation's being set. The fact that you guys are texting is huge.
And that he's raising random glasses of wine to you on a Sunday night saying he's thinking about you. And Mel, this dude is on the hook for you.
And the fact that you guys are texting each other at night right before you go to bed. I'm just saying, that's a step in this progress.
How many Grubhubs does it take to get a full meal, if you catch my drift?
I'd like to know too, Austin.